I get drunk and I stumble to the phone and conjure up a bitch to bone when I'm alone. Bullshit, I'm told back I need to take a piss. Only when I'm drunk I sing a song like this. My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. Hold on, turn the beat off.
No, keep it going. J-Bo, can you make it?
I'm just not knowing. I get drunk and start talking more shit. And when I got a gun in my hand, you better get out. Cause my brain just ain't what it used to be. Forget trying to rationalize, cover your eyes. Damn, I'm drunk, I need a chunk. No better yet, a hunk of that funk. When I get drunk, I might act uncouth. But when I get drunk, I always tell the truth. Yeah, I'm good, bad, dope, I'm freaky fresh. I make hip-hop fans say yes, yes. The lick's coming through, you know we gonna blow up. Hold up, hold up, I think I got a damn false alarm. I'm getting all the ladies with my cool charm. When I get drunk, I might even call my daddy a punk. Yeah, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah.
Hey yo, what's up? Welcome to fucking Malt Liquor Wednesdays on a Malt Liquor Tuesday. Special occasion today and shit. You know how we get down. It's the homie motherfucking aka Edgar's birthday in this bitch.
Edgar's birth.
Say what's up to the people.
Hi. How's it going?
Fucking fag. The older you get, the more fag you get. Wow. We got a house full of people all celebrating the birthday. You know me. Scatterbraining this motherfucker. We got fucking Ruben Rubinsky in this bitch.
Mexican Russian.
Hello.
Hello.
That was even gayer than mine.
You guys should be sitting next to each other. We got Marlon Mitch in this bitch.
West.
Damn right. The fucking newest nobody of them all. God, and then we got Big Whopper in this bitch.
What's up?
Yep, what's up with him? And last but not least, you can't forget about Big Nonstop. Shoots through the pad now every time, all the Wednesdays in this bitch. So, like I said, it's a Tuesday. We're not sticking to the Wednesdays because it's a special occasion. My boy just turned, what, 20?
20 fucking 9,
29.
You know, the nigga you look 34.
Nigga got a 52-year-old hairline. This is all fucked up.
Hey, I'm not black. I don't age well.
What are you, like 42?
Nah, son, nah.
And so it begins. Right. Right. So, what's up? What's your birthday? What's your birthday wish? Like, you know, you blow out the candles, or what else did you blow today?
I blew some candles today. That's about it.
Some candles. Is that what he calls it?
Birthday candle.
Is that what he called it?
He went to the airport and tapped on some foot.
Is that what he called it?
Oh. Is that what you do underneath? You're like that senator from Texas.
So how's your birthday going?
Cool. I didn't do shit much today. I'm saving it up all for the weekend, resting too.
Motherfucker can't wait. We're going to Vegas. Thursday night, Las Vegas, here we come.
Uh-oh, nobody's sitting in Vegas?
I was planning on to do a show out there, but half of you niggas canceled and shit.
Yeah.
You guys didn't cancel. I don't want to say cancel. You guys just said no.
Nah, I've been rocking since the motherfucking beginning. That's how I'm sitting down, dog. I'm ready. I was posting some shit, motherfucking $6 and $8, yo.
Oh, yeah, all the crap lines. I'll see that, man. Shit.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to get myself in character. this nigga's girl was like, I need an alter ego. Like, no, you don't. That's what we use when we go out there because we're men. Like, you don't get an alter ego. You don't be there with your boyfriend.
I'll be a fucking hockey player, Mexican hockey player.
Mexican hockey player.
I mean, how many people do you know that actually said, oh, I met a hockey player? Besides, like, if you meet Wayne Gretzky.
None.
Exactly. So how do they know if you are a hockey player?
Because you're Mexican.
And I'm back.
Say you pay for the part of the warm up crew for
no bullshit. Kings. One of my boys got us into a Hollywood club saying that I was a baseball player. And the motherfucker believed it.
I wouldn't know.
And the shit pissed me off. Oh yeah,
unless you're like Dominican or something.
No, that's what he said too. Oh, this is a Dominican baseball player. He plays for the Washington Nationals. So I was like, you motherfucker. And he used it the whole fucking night and it worked. The whole night, free drinks, all kinds of VIP shit.
So I actually bought a baseball card that looked like you.
Signed that for me? I would have signed it. Fucking, I was loaded.
Juan Carlos.
What the fuck? As long as it said Rodriguez at the end, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, you little papo. Little papi.
Oh,
nah, dude, I am fucking ready for Vegas, dude. I've been
First thing we do when we get to Vegas, what are you gonna do?
Gamble
first. No, I mean, what? You gonna show to the roulette table?
Roulette table. I do this shit every year.
Who's that?
Never guessed.
Nah, that shit don't open. Who the fuck is that?
Shoe bomber.
Oh, hey, go to the front. This is very unprofessional.
Right.
But this shit is raw, nigga. That's how we live.
We live motherfucking door don't open.
You motherfuckers don't listen to the motherfucking show.
Your door don't open.
My door don't open.
That was one of the funniest shits I ever heard. That skit from Ludacris. Yeah, you just go down I-95. You see some Benzes outside, some Range Rovers, big old mansion. The girls are like, word. It's like, yeah, we in the hood house next door.
Door don't open.
You might have to climb through the window.
That's a word of mouth.
That shit was fucking funny. Nah, but first thing I do is go and put $20 on red. And if it hits, it should be a good weekend. It's like the groundhog fucking theory.
Fuck, fool. I'm so fucking ready. I'm like antsy. I'm like, fuck, get in my motherfucking. Like, I was throwing my crap table lingo out on the spit. You know what I mean?
That shit's funny as fuck because you ended the shit with a cocktail waitress. Give me a motherfucking
Sam Adams, please. That's how we get down to shit. Like that.
Good looking, man. I got some.
Said,
if I would have known people were going to bring me birthday beer, I wouldn't have bought fucking
beer. It's your birthday. That's the whole point of birthday.
I don't fucking know. When it's your birthday, I don't buy you guys shit.
Free more liquor. You buy me a present.
I just bought me a present.
You bought me a beer.
He's bought me a present.
Fuck, I don't remember. I must have been drunk then. It don't count if you're drunk. If you buy a present sober, then it's pretty gay.
Ben's bought my own jacket back as a present.
I was using that shit as a car cover.
For y'all people who don't know, Whopper, he is his name. He's a big motherfucking burger.
He's a baby. I think I missed that shit.
Fucking spider climbing down.
This weekend before I got off tour, I'm like, backyard.
Oh, my backyard?
Mosquitoes back there.
Don't worry about what I do in my house.
I'm going to start losing weight because of the malaria I caught back.
You got some West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes were in a buffet.
The West Gardena Nile.
They were calling all of their homies.
I don't know what it is.
This nigga tastes like burgers.
They didn't want to bite you. They're going to go around you.
That nigga tastes flame broiled. I don't know what that
seasoning on those motherfuckers.
Flame kissed.
I don't have no, like they say not to have any like sitting water or like shit like that. I don't piss in my backyard. I have a fucking bathroom and shit.
Nice.
I'm working.
What's your guys' favorite thing to do in Vegas?
Hookers.
Is that America's pastime in Vegas? Hookers?
Hookers and heroin.
hookers and heroin.
I feel like such the outsider because I've never had a hooker in Vegas.
You're not an outsider. No, I've never had a hooker in Vegas.
My favorite shit to do in Vegas is eat a bunch of food until I throw up and then go drinking until I throw up.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Nasty. It's the first two things I do. I go and hit like the biggest buffet I can find and eat until literally it comes up out
walk
of my
around mouth. With a
really?
Plate for the wash.
That shit is uncomfortable.
Hell yeah. It's just what I do. It's how I live.
I don't know.
You wrong, nigga.
Wrong. You got a homie that motherfucker wrapped a piece of steak up and at the buffet with a napkin, stuck the shit in his pocket, or feeding off it the rest of the night.
Some cookies.
Wow, sir. That's how we get.
I mean, that wasn't right.
No.
Okay,
I just I had a dope ass homie that will remain nameless. With the fucking, you know, we'll just say that he's missing a couple fingers or one or two.
Oh shit,
or just one, or just one.
BB9.
What's like? You know, when you guys talk about Vegas, you can't be talking about hookers and heroin and stuff like that.
Because the women are kept mad.
You never know who listens. Like, fuck out of here. Look at this thing. I'm a married man and I'm talking about hookers and heroin.
Do they, like, they really think we do heroin in Vegas?
No, but we tried.
Never mind.
We spent the
It's not a lack of trying. We shit on all
we spent 1 weekend. That's that a funny ass story. It's like, we don't, just say, we don't really do heroin. But, I mean, I mean, you know what I mean? But it's funny to say we do.
Okay, so my question is, if there's ever a time to do coke or heroin, would Vegas be the place?
Yes.
I would bring it
definitely.
Up.
Definitely.
Yes. Actually, I don't know, because you don't want to have a first-time bad trip, though, or something. You know what I mean?
Like,
Vegas is more like a coke and a meth kind of thing.
So,
heroin and fucking slouch out and start sweating and shit with the needle on your
strung
neck.
But you know,
sweating, scratching and shit.
You know about the
yeah,
funniest,
more of an upper drug.
The funniest Vegas story ever, dog. So, me and this nigga Edgar, we go to Vegas, dog. And we're there for his cousin's bachelor party, some shit like that. I'm not really balling or no bullshit like that. Like, I think I took like $400 or some shit like that. And last night there, I got $60 left, and I'm like, fuck. I got a whole night. This is like 6 p.m., and I'm like, the fuck am I going to do? You know what I mean? On a Saturday night, we go home the next day. Like, god damn it, $60. I'm not pulling no more money out the ATM. Fuck that bullshit. I'm not doing anything. So I'm up in the room. These fools take off to a club, or they go do the shit. I'm like, whatever.
Go find hookers.
Yeah. It's not like, I mean, like, I'm sure, like, I could have went and they would have got me too, but I'm like, nah, I'm not a club
That's
person.
That's all
like my, yeah, I like my bubble. I don't
Did
like
you jack off
shit
in the
like
previews?
After I got to jacking off, I started thinking about my $60 and what I was going to do and what the fuck could I do with $60. Thought about trying to flip it on the slots or tables or something, but that wasn't working because I only had $60 left. So I'm like, all right. So I go down to the fucking hotel lobby. I catch a cab and I tell this motherfucker, like, take me to the nearest liquor store. He shoots me around a little hotel, take me to the hood. Because right off the strip is
the hood.
Yeah. So he took me to the hood. I buy 3 40s and I go back and the cab was $22. All right. So I get this motherfucker his money. I put $120 in the cup because I got to pay for half the gas on the way home. Right. You know what I mean? That's how it was back in the day. $20 was half the ride. Right. So I put $20 away. I got 3 40s. I go up to the room. I got a bucket of ice from the little hallway ice thing. And I spent my Saturday in Vegas drinking 40s, watching cocaine files.
Hopefully, in your, in your underwear.
I sent out the broken story.
It's like the saddest broke story ever.
You're watching cocaine with no coke.
No, I was watching
Cold Case.
Cold Case.
I would have walked up and down the strip with my 40s.
Nah, I didn't even want to do that because I don't want to be tempted to even take out any more money.
Feel like you were stranded.
So I spent my last day, and then I gave this fool my last 20, and then halfway home we stopped at the store. I'm like, dog, can you buy me a 40? You had to buy me a 40 for the drive home and shit.
You asked a taxi to buy a 40.
Oh, fuck that fucking guy, dude. We went
like
around this way.
Like about 740s off the fucking trip.
Yeah, like $22.
What was it ever? It was a motherfucking.
Habibi?
Yeah, time to kill. I would have watched the liquor store. Bought a 12 pack.
Who the fuck wants
to
walk? No, I don't want to walk. I didn't get this body by walking. What the fuck, homie?
Dad, you should have ran to the takeaway.
This nigga's sleeping. I know somebody who fucking ran from the Rio to the Sahara one time.
Excalibur.
Or from the Excalibur to the Sahara.
She said 4 hours.
What?
And he got lost. How the fuck you get
you
lost?
Gotta tell that, you gotta tell that story, right. Fucking Tony.
That's when we're at New Orleans.
Louder. No, we're at the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast. Lost all my money at the craps table. I had about like 83 cents. Try to get a fucking dollar yo on 83 cents. They said, no, sir. Get the hell out of here. So I said, fuck it. I got a fucking ticket here for sports that won $300. I'm going to go cash the motherfucker. But it was 3 o'clock in the morning. That shit didn't open until 6. So from 3 in the morning, walking all the way to Sahara's.
Fuck that. You told me you ran.
I did run. I did, but how the hell are you going to run drunk? You got 2 left feet.
You run in a circle.
You run half, you walk half, you run half, you fucking stop to talk to prostitutes.
I got shit. Yeah, fuck with you're networking, huh?
Do you take a sports ticket for $300? No.
Really? Don't take it.
Don't take it.
I know you're thinking. I heard you could pay hookers now with like Target cards and shit like that. Because
of course, gift cards. Gift cards.
Because it's not like
I'm saving my gift cards for my birthday.
That's like the same way. That's like the same way to do it. You go to Target, put like a bill 50 on a Target card. And then you have
to show them the receipt.
No. They get to call that little number and scratch a little chin off. Oh, this is about 150. All right, so there you go. And then it's not exchanging
that's
money.
Not 150 worth.
Yeah, they're not exchanging the money.
You're not exchanging the money. You're not exchanging money. Like I'd be up on my hooker at the
card. God damn.
Can they go exchange your cash?
Does that work on Figueroa?
Probably not. You can get some shit for some Thunderbird and two single cigarettes.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that shit at Target?
She was fighting with Edgar. He's like, where are you at? I'm like, oh, I'm in the front of the Stardust. Yeah, I'll be there like in 15 minutes. That shit took like an hour and a half. Look so close to each other, so next to each other, but that shit still takes like an hour.
So fucking
the funniest shit, dude, from that night was me, Vince, and Tony are gambling at the craps table. Me and Vince have a 30 pack sitting in between us, and I see this motherfucker counting change. Fucking Tony's counting change, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Is he bud,
I'm thinking he's tipping the waitress with a fucking pocket full of change. Motherfucker leans, push people off the way, and throws a dollar worth of change on the fucking field. On the field. I'm like, Tony, sir, we don't take change.
It's not even a dollar.
It's $5 minimum inside.
Like one quarter, two dimes, three nickels, and like. Fucking 7 pennies. He said no, so I picked it out without Maddie.
You got to embarrass you picking one at a time. I would have left that
you
shit
can't pick
there.
Them all because they're hard.
We don't want your cards on the shit.
They screw it back to you with the little stick.
So I'll knock it out to the side.
This fool was all fucking loaded and shit, and fucking he's right there playing with us, and I know what he's winning because he's betting the same shit as me. So I know anytime I get paid, he has to be paid because he's betting the same shit as me. And the dealer, noticing that he was drunk, was trying to, like, shortchange his food. So every time I had to be like, no, pay the homie because we had money on the same shit. Uh-huh. So I'm like, you know what, no, pay the homie, pay the homie. I don't know where the fuck you went and came back with a pocket full of change.
your guess is
Yeah,
he got robbed by a hooker.
We were in the cab with the cab driver. A girl cab driver got punched in the neck by another cab driver.
by Asian dude.
And then another cab driver who was asking me if I knew what a biscuit was. And I was like, fuck him. Because I'm like, what are you talking about?
Grab my biscuit.
Yeah. So anyway, and then we're like, hey, you know what? We're going to get any hookers in hand with.
every cab driver
we're just asking them, like, hey, you don't get hooked in the head.
Until one of them said, yeah, I got a spot. And I was like, oh, we're just playing.
The fucking cab driver was like, hey, you guys want a party? Here's my number. I have a house and a pool. I get off at this time. She's like, you guys can come to the pad. And we're like, you just got socked in the neck by an
Asian. Maybe she likes getting punched.
Oh, shit.
You guys still have the number? I remember perfect. I was in the back seat. excuse me, miss. Do you have any heroin lighting test? She fixed the rearview mirror just to look at me. She gave me that ushka look.
So, yeah, she's Armenian.
I do. Like,
I
think you were in the front seat, so...
I was over in the car.
Yeah. But, it was like a 97-degree day.
So far, he already said he doesn't like hookers, and he doesn't like heroin. That's all I've heard from him. Yeah,
and he blew a birthday candle.
Yeah. And nothing else, quote, unquote.
I don't believe him.
You never told us, like, what your birthday wish was. You have to have a birthday wish.
Oh, I can do good at that.
That's a fact.
What the fuck is good?
Is that what you call him?
Nah, just,
you sure his name ain't No Good from 20s?
What the fuck is that?
That's a black gang name.
You are
they call me baby. They call me Baby
man.
No Good.
You got the kids screaming out the door.
No, locked out. Hey,
but you guys are having a blast. Huh? Yeah. Nah, but
where you guys gonna say it?
At the Sahara, homie. You know it.
On 103.
101, homie. I'll teach you a thing. What?
I didn't get it.
Hold on.
103. You're actually telling him you're going to stay so he can visit you. All
right. Don't worry. This shit won't be up for another 2 weeks. Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll be back from Vegas by then.
Someone that hates you and shit. Like, come on, take this motherfucker out of here. That's 101, bro.
No. We're staying at the Sahara. Closing it down, dude, at in May.
Oh, that's right. So,
like, that's one of my favorite hotels to stay with. I mean, it's cheap.
The fucking, pigeons and shit also?
The games are fucking cheap, too. I mean, only place at, like, 2 in the morning, you find a fucking $3 fucking blackjack table.
Oh, damn, that's dope.
Yeah, so, I like Sahara. Buffet's good. Gaming's good.
Really? Tell them about Gordon.
Tori met his fucking ex-wife there. Former next ex-wife.
How old was she? She was like, what, 40?
You're welcome, Tony. Yeah, I looked him up, too.
This nigga is like, you heard of the Crocodile Hunter?
Uh-huh.
This nigga be hunting fucking saber-toothed tigers.
Oh. Not cougars?
Older than cougars.
Seasoned cougars.
The ones that been on the prowl too long.
The best shit was the homie pulled the old chick right from the motherfucking table or whatever, went up to a room with her and shit.
He was like, I got your teeth on.
Did whatever he had to do. And then I'm still at the same table that we were sitting at when he left, so you ain't that good at what you when he comes
like
home,
two hands later.
This fool comes walking back, and the homie he wears a ponytail all the time. And shit.
As you can see right
you
now,
can see, well you can't see if you're listening, but he wears a ponytail all the time. Well, this motherfucker comes
scrunchy,
back.
Isn't it?
He comes back to the motherfucking table, like and he look like Antonio Banderas with like the wet curly hair and shit. And then this fool was like, man, you know, I hit
I
that, but we didn't even go a second time, and it doesn't even get good to the second time. Trust me, baby, I'm a lot better the second go around.
Get out of here.
He came back. Faster than the waitress?
I'm still waiting for my beer. But those are places, like, who gives a shit? It's like, who cares if you got yours? I got mine, I'm fine.
It's Vegas.
I never
gonna
see
nobody
you again.
Else is gonna find out. Yeah,
it's never good when you give an explanation.
No, I don't. It's because I'm tired.
don't get no explanation.
Oh, okay.
This never happened before, I swear.
Nah.
This is my first time in Vegas.
What? Rule number one, never give an explanation on the quick one. Just act like it. Keep it G.
Well, this
like it happens all the time?
Just keep it G. Like, oh, you didn't get yours? You weren't working hard.
Jackass.
You'd be like, oh, I beat my record. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Back your ass on the van.
Carl Lewis to this bitch.
What's that Jim Bacon dude who say Pope? Beat his record, you know?
Well, that brings us to something you wanted to talk about, Mitch. Inappropriate time.
Is there ever an appropriate day or time to be jacking off?
Inappropriate.
As long as you're alone, I guess it's okay.
I mean, like, is
Christmas
it cool?
Morning with the house is full of everybody.
You don't sneak. Is it inappropriate to
sneak
off and...
You don't do it.
Why don't you do it?
Everybody's in the house.
They're not in the bathroom. They're in the fucking room with you.
In the Molly right after you fucking laid him.
You think so?
Probably after so. Ruben had sex with that girl that didn't make him come.
Oh, yeah. This guy could fuck for hours and not come. Apparently. Like, apparently. Yeah.
A Russian porn star.
He's a Russian. They call him the 3-inch assassin.
So no deck in the halls on
Christmas Day. I don't think there's no inappropriate time. If you're by yourself and you're in a bathroom, a room, a car.
He said car.
Car, yeah.
Looking at girls walk by.
Off in a car.
In a car.
Well, it's more better to do in a truck because you're a little higher up. No one can look down.
I've done it before.
In a car?
In a truck.
Why the fuck are you jacking off in a vehicle?
Why aren't you? Because if we're all here jacking off in vehicles, and you're the only one not.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You're the odd one out.
I'm just
saying. And that's not the only
reason. Because I was falling asleep.
Yeah. And it's all warm and fuzzy.
What?
What?
The old Sirius Satellite has a Playboy channel with night calls.
There you go.
There you go.
Stories. So, driving home from Vegas.
Your ears start getting hot.
Everybody's going burn, burn. I'm going burn.
Well, I just learned something new.
Yeah,
I mean, I always assume maybe family holidays if there's people, extra people at the house.
Nope, but they're in the bathroom with you. You don't jack off if your whole family's sleeping next to the Christmas tree and you laying down there with them.
Everybody's sleeping.
Or what about if your kids are sleeping in the bed with you?
That's
inappropriate. You don't jack off. You get up and go to the bathroom.
Yes, you excuse yourself to the living room where Playboys are. Yeah. Or something.
I don't even need no Playboys.
No?
Spank bang? Just keep it up.
Oh,
mental memory.
Picture confused
or something. I don't know.
Bank of America teller number 3.
Oh, wow.
Jessica? You know her?
I know her.
God damn.
Babe, I'm sorry. I'm only going to ATM. No.
I know a guy.
What's the weirdest shit you ever jacked off to?
I know a guy at Vaughn's, where he was the Guardian star. He was fired from jacking off.
Oh, he was
a
night crew.
89, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Night crew?
Jacking off at night crew?
Yeah.
In the store?
Is it?
Jacking off to night crew? Like watching the security cameras?
No, just he was part of the night crew.
Oh,
and he kept walking down the aisles and shit. Yeah. Like, what
he would get bored and just start beating his shit
on camera.
Probably about that time and shit.
Is it in was it on his break?
Was on a schedule?
You can't tell me what to do if I'm on my break.
Yeah.
You know I'm taking off and
sticky ass time card.
They said it was by the sink, by the baler. And in the aisles.
Reuben's coffee cup.
So keep on going to that Vons every day.
I know not to go to Vons. Fuck it.
Wait, is it inappropriate to jack off in a porn theater?
No. Never been in one.
That's what you're
supposed to say. No, I'm just saying. I've never been in one either,
but I assume that's a...
You know, like, do they have them? Oh,
they still have one on Rosecrans.
Oh.
On Rosecrans and Western.
I've been twice.
No, like, actual theater where they show...
Oh, like a theater?
Well, there's like a shitload of other people watching the same thing.
Yeah, there used to be one in Lakewood. I walked in one time. That shit was weird.
Pee Wee Herman got caught in?
In Europe, when you go to the actual strip bars, it's an actual porno being made in front of the stage.
Really?
You don't go see girls fucking dance around a pole. You just see a girl pull out a guy and fucking start blowing them.
Look, we're so going to Europe.
Do you like that point?
You want to go to Europe?
I didn't know. I thought it was a regular strip bar. I'm like, what's going on? You, bom, bom, it's just started just going
have
on.
You ever watched that POV porn?
POV is the best porn.
But it's hard to find POV. Someone with a Johnson like mine. Like, I can't watch Port of View porn where there's either
little acronyms and shit.
Yeah, Port of View.
Laugh out loud? Is that what
I like to see someone who is size similar to mine with a girl.
It's not quick enough. I can feel that. Like, I think you gotta watch the Asian guy's porn, face in my porn.
No,
that fucks me up.
Like,
I don't want to see that.
I've seen a porno dude look like me. That was kind of fucking weird.
Really? Like, look, just like
my face was skinnier.
His porno name was Walker Jr.
skinnier, nigga.
Yeah, Mr. Incredible did a porno?
I think that was weird. I was there with my Uncle Danny. We're up in Amsterdam.
Wait, so you were watching porn with your Uncle Danny?
No, no, we went to a live show, you know?
Oh, okay.
And the dude that was up on stage fucking kind of looked like he kept on like being like, it was just awkward.
I like how you turned around to see if your wife did this thing.
Yeah, I got
to. Did you ever drink with a friend and pass out on the couch and have a drink you were skiing?
Maybe, yeah, because he's in between both of you guys.
It's no coincidence.
He told us that on purpose.
What? Jeez.
I had one of those adult film stores with the little booths in there.
Yeah.
You put in like $2 and you get to change all the channels you want. There's like 100 channels on there. And you know, you just, all right, you find your channel you want, you know, all right, set everything up.
This is the pony kill.
What do you mean set everything up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Hold on.
You gotta,
we have to make this clear.
They
should
have told me this was going to get like, every time I changed my name.
You're in the mood and everything, all of a sudden you hear,
hey, what are you doing in there? Hey, it's been 5 minutes, come on.
Really?
Oh,
what the fuck do they think you're doing?
Get the other hand. Need your hand in there, sir.
Hey. Be right up, be right up.
Bye, bing, bye, boom. Clean that shit up there.
What is your preference?
What is your
preference in porn? Like when you were flipping through the channels,
what is your stop age on? You went to a movie rental place and actually rented a porn.
How never rented a porn.
I didn't think never. I ever rented a porn.
I rented a porn when we were like maybe me and my cousin Oscar, maybe like 11 years old. Big old fucking cardboard box, look like a cornflakes box.
They let you
rip that shit?
Yeah, and we're just like,
was that beta?
We had a card, and it was like, we're like, yeah, we're 18, we're fucking 11. Running out like, we ran back home like, fucking happy as they were alive and shit.
I remember we rented some shit that wasn't in the porn section, though, but it was one of those, like, softcore type things. It was called Why God Created Women. And I still remember that shit.
That's a good title.
Yeah. It was pretty badass. I was pretty damn.
I think one of my best soft porn ones was on Snapdragon with Pamela Anderson as a twin.
No way.
That's pretty good, bro.
She did a softcore porn?
Yeah. With the guy that
that's
came out.
Fucking crazy. With the guy that came out as Scarface. I don't know titles to porn at all.
Step your game up.
And she's a twin, so there's two.
Three Asian whores, three?
Shit. You know nothing about 18th Street Latinas?
I made a connection.
What about Backyard Boogie? Parts 1 through 7. Because after 7, they got ghetto.
That's a good one. I made a connection called Bummer Jam 09.
Whoa!
So when we get down.
Like, literally, no bullshit. My collection goes as, like, I'll go on the internet.
I don't download.
I'll just go, like, to acquire hit the play shit and let it run, so and forget the bitch later. That's kind of how my life was until I met my wife. Yeah.
So, fucking,
you watched a lot of porn before you met your wife?
Nah, not really. I think I...
You didn't have the internet.
I don't want to say that. Yeah, I finally watched just as much porn as I watched.
I'm scared to watch porn on the internet because I'm scared I might get a virus.
Do you?
Watch no, your hands. If you don't wash your hands.
Hey, wash your hands.
I meant on the computer.
Nice.
I saw
Lysol the keyboard, wiping down your screen.
I heard that's the same reason you don't play crabs in Vegas.
You know that they make tummy towels for like jacking off, right? I saw them at a sex store.
Tummy
what you
towels?
Do is like, you know, when you lay down in your bed and you're gonna shoot one off, you lay this little towel, which is pretty much a little rag. Towel. You lay it on your tummy, so when you shoot your load, it doesn't land on your stomach and whatever. You just
do they have a big wall?
Nah, no. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't
buy it.
From experience, he got himself in the eye.
Have you ever shot your shit so far like that?
On your own.
Yeah,
you
did.
Look at him. Yeah,
you
did.
How would you?
That's why he's shot.
Maybe when I was young. Girls, right?
You only jack off in front of girls.
Yeah.
You're so full of shit.
They can't see me to the TV, but it's in front of them.
Oh, another fucking...
You're so full of shit, Ruben.
They act like you're not there?
Through the window?
Was it the I was reading a story about some dude that was with the chick that, I guess, he wasn't really into it, but he was fucking, and he couldn't come, so he would spit on her back. And then he'd go to the bathroom and finish himself off. Was it you? No. No, that's I heard that's called the story the, somewhere else.
That's called the ghost writer.
That's called the whiskey dick, huh?
No. Whiskey dick is like when you push a rope. Like, you ever try to push rope in a hole, it just, like, squirrels up.
No, what? No, crazy shit is, I thought whiskey dick is when you just couldn't come.
Yeah, that's what
no, you
dick
can't.
Is.
So what you do?
No, well, it's strong hard, yeah, but that, you just couldn't.
No, it's like, where you can't even get it up. Where it's just there, and you're just pushing it in.
Whiskey dick.
It's the same. Urban Dictionary whiskey dick.
It's the same as the tequila dick.
You just drink so much and you fuck it till you can't come.
Whiskey dick is when your shit doesn't get hard.
What? So you can't come, right?
Yeah. Nah, whiskey dick is when your shit doesn't get hard, and you just can't get hard, and you're like trying to shove it in because, you know, once it gets in, it'll get the feeling of what it's supposed to do. You know, the little wetness and shit will kick it up.
Yeah, that's crazy. Nah.
Yes, I think it's the other way. I think whiskey dick is when you're fucking forever.
Yeah, you just couldn't. Nah, you've been drinking all night. You just couldn't get.
3-1, homie. What are you talking about?
I'm just checking the Urban Dictionary right now.
I got $5.
Read it out loud. You got, Rube?
What you got?
Hurry up, Ruben.
You're making our evils look stupid.
it's there. It's just like it's stupid. It's like the alternate form of birth control.
Alternate form of birth control?
It's stupid. Yeah, I get a read for a good
one. Let me make her swallow.
That's a good way.
Honestly,
a gentleman has too much to drink and has trouble getting an erection at the lady's request and instead just fails.
Whiskey dick.
Getting so drunk.
The other one is drunk, like drunk dick. When you drunk have, you have like no. Whiskey hard liquor, drunk. Hard liquor and beer is two different things, dog. Yeah, yeah. You can drink beer and go home and fuck for like hours, dog.
Actually, but it's the other way around for me.
You're a fag. You do a lot of weird things. You do a lot of things the other way around. Fucking
yeah. Too much tequila.
Drunk dick not being able to get off a nasty for an extended period of time.
Oh my god, do I know everything?
Because
we talk about whiskey dick every week.
Pretty much. Or at least you think about it all the time. How you just read back exactly what Ruben read.
Word for words.
You guys already covered it.
Ruben must have paid you this week.
Say, like, wait, my drunken dick's gonna kick in. Fault
it's not my fault. I know a lot of shit, fool.
That's called the internet.
That's just what I know, nigga. I just know things.
So
I know
you get whiskey dick first, or then you get drunken dick later.
You can't have them at the same time.
But your yeah, does.
Well, I mean, I guess. Do facts get hard when they're taking it up the?
I don't know. That's
fucking Ruben. I look this way. I look at you. And it's
like fucking Ruben.
Fucking Ruben.
He was too busy taking a big fucking 24-ounce.
24-inch.
He deep-throated that shit.
What do you drink your beer and put your mouth all around the fucking top?
From the water bottle, your own beer or what? You got the bottle. A big old brown bottle.
Huh?
Is that why you got the white mouth lit?
He asked for a can opener.
What we should have did was roast Edgar today, dude. No, we're missing a monster opportunity.
I do not agree on that.
He already has got the monster hat. He's ready to go.
What? I don't know. Whopper was trying to be.
Yeah, I know.
Edgar's the king of awkward silences on Malika Wednesday.
That's a strong strategy.
Have you ever listened to the show? Are you familiar with the show?
No, this is my first time.
This is your first experience with the show?
It should probably come more often.
A little bit more. We're normally a little bit more topical, but since we're just rolling real good right now.
Yeah, that's good.
It's Edgar's birthday. We just say a lot of funny shit. You know what I mean?
Fuck him up.
Too. There's a lot of people playing.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was some gay
shit.
I know you guys can't see this, but Edgar just stood up and bent over.
Fuck you.
Hey, what is it,
29 years young. Are you feeling that 30 inch? Do you feel different now?
Like, honestly, I still feel young at heart. I mean, I'm still young, but I don't feel like I'm 29. I still feel like I'm fucking early 20s.
You're 30, Whopper. You're 31.
You're fucking old.
Do you feel older?
I only feel older the next day after I fucking drink a lot. Other than that, I feel fucking young as fuck.
You're 31?
Fuck yeah.
Then
you're like
38.
Bitch is 37.
Fuck you.
Bitch
is
47.
You
ain't
all the fucking different.
Yeah.
Like
me and Al Green is
52. I forgot he was there. I thought he was Ruben Shadow.
Alfred Shadow.
This dude just taught his shadow to talk.
I didn't even
I went for Prince.
We can't even talk. Shit.
You didn't have to just stay smiling.
I wasn't ready for this.
The lights are on.
Go in the dark t-shirt.
Go in the dark shoes. That is a smart way to...
My shoes are nice.
Fuck you.
That's all I gotta say about that.
He's fitting perfectly what I've always asked for. I always thought at night black people should wear reflectors.
That is perfect.
I always
so they wear your feet off.
You're never gonna get hit by the car now.
I just want to make sure the cops don't see me.
So I have a picture of a gun on your shirt.
That's a smiley face.
It's a sad face.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that you have to see it this way.
Guns are bad. And my shoes are at night.
All of that. So don't worry about me breaking
it. Are you
house.
Offended that we call him the dark guy in our group?
Now that there's a real one in
Does that offend you that we
because
20 years he's been the dark one.
He is the dark guy.
Yeah. That's why he's quiet right now. It's awkward. Because he's like,
there's a real one here.
I'm the normal colored guy.
It was funny because my wife was like, that's Devin. Like, yeah. She was like, he don't really have no black features.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
What, the curly hair?
That's racist.
That is racist. Yeah,
it's very true, though.
Is her curly hair is running away from his forehead, you know?
No.
Wait, hold on.
Give me another beer.
Don't worry.
I get funnier when I get drunk.
Oh, he just gets annoying.
Alright, who's next?
What's up, man?
We'll got no topic, so.
I'm saying today was the day to come here and drink and just talk about Ed's fucking birthday. Sit around the fucking thing. You make everything look small. You can have like a 13-inch dick and it looks small. You're just a big nigga, but your shirt's small.
Dude, my aunt bought me a shirt and it's extra large. She's like, does it fit you? I was like, I don't know if it's gonna fit me. She's like, just give it a Whopper, he'll wear it. Dude, your shirts are pretty small, homie.
That's sexy.
What size shirt is that?
That's not sexy, dude.
I mean, it's not sexy just because you got tits. It's like, I wear a tight shirt because I got boobies.
A 2X is tight on him, dude.
What size shirt is that? For real.
2X.
2X. Alright,
that's real.
Hey, no bullshit. Whopper looks like Peter Griffin.
A little bit. He looks like Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
Mr. Incredible.
Yes. I'm glad when he actually had hair.
You missed some shit. I fucking...
I look like Mr. Incredible. This one looks like my sidekick.
For this one. We're going to have to take a picture of that and post that shit. You look like Mr. Freeze and Mr. Incredible. Oh, no shit. That's right on point. That's right on, man. That's right on.
Fucking Samuel Jackson.
I drew some I drew some shit for the homie's fucking, for his wife's bachelorette party. And when I was drawing this fool...
Well, you gotta get in the picture.
Oh, I don't know.
So
hiding on the ice. Fucking
when this fool's wife was gonna have her bachelorette party, they wanted me to draw like a pin the tail on the donkey type thing, like come up with my own idea. And I was like, all right, what can I do? And what I did was I just printed out this motherfucker's head, like from a picture that I had.
A drunk ass picture.
Well, I was gonna put a dude on there. Got a drunk ass picture of this fool. And I drew a life-size Mr. Incredible body without the on a big ass cardboard with a, instead of the I put a big ass W, and then I left the chonies the chonies missing, and I fucking drew out a bunch of pinned the chonies on Whopper, and all the fucking bitches fucking got pin the little the pins and trying to pin the thong on his ass. You have pictures of that shit still?
We need to post that shit.
She's cool.
But you sneak in. I'm gonna be sneaking all this time.
What are you been, babe? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going
to the bathroom. Fucking Kit Kat commercial.
Stupid.
The guy makes the light bulb, like, oh, I'm going to work. And just leaves again.
Go back.
Do the crusty laugh.
Do it.
That's the only way to save,
save yourself. I'm trying to get you to save yourself.
I've never heard that shit.
God, that's
like a
two-inch. Nah, I don't wear a hat.
Come back to the side. Pop that hair.
This one had spikes before, and he took them off, and that was the only thing that made them original.
I know. Now you're just so good.
You're all fucked up now. First thing is, how old are you?
Younger than you.
30.
Seriously,
I'm learning from you. My shirt's getting smaller.
No, man, you're just getting fatter.
You're growing into
it. I'm learning from you.
I find him like this on purpose.
You're like, give me the one with stretch marks.
What?
Edgar, you turned 29.
I'm not the baby anymore. Well, we got this nigga and you here.
Baby, I think Tony's
Tony's old. I'm 28.
Yeah.
I'm 28.
Oh, hey.
This week's 27. I'll be 29 this year. You'll be what? 28 this year. It's alright, you still look the oldest.
Yeah, older bitches.
What's the oldest woman you've ever been with?
Well, just like
compared to your age. Compared to your age.
I went to visit that same girl from the Vegas, and we're at the casino, and we went back to the room upstairs. You know, we've been out at the casino on the floor all day, and she went. She's wearing those pants where you can't really put it in her pants. So she went upstairs and she threw her ID on it.
You and took the ID?
She threw her ID, her ID on the table. And she went to the bathroom. So that was a great time for me to check her age, you know, because I never really asked.
Check her ID?
So I looked at her ID.
You got to say it for Mitch. You never asked?
Hey.
What's that have to do with me?
Tony, did it say 95? You're like, what the fuck? She's only 16? Is it 1895?
I really see how old she is, but you can kind of tell on her hands.
What about the goods?
Still good.
Really?
The box was
pristine.
Still good.
Pristine. Yeah. Huh?
The word is the box.
Shaved
the box. The box. The box.
Not
the box.
Shaved.
I say
pussy or
cow. No, sir. The box.
It's such a
channel. Hey, wait. What
channel?
So, as an older woman, was she shaved or was she full down there?
I just asked you that.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Full.
Oh, classic, huh?
I'm a total fan of that.
I'm down.
I'm gonna have to get a thumbs down on
that. You
gonna
part the hairs?
I had part the hairs like Moses.
Oh, no!
Was it full Greg?
Obviously full all the way around.
Did you find a girl?
Can't even wear a bikini because it shows.
Full Greg?
I don't want that
full
one.
So like full silver
carpet.
Like if she wore the underwear, you can see the
carpet match.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Oh, that is nasty.
The silver back to the silver front.
Once, I told her to do the whole Brazilian king wax thing. She came back, and she was all red and
busted. But bumpy?
She's all like,
I don't know if it's because... I don't know if it's because the first porn I seen was, like, girls were, with motherfucking, like, bushes. I'm a fan of that, Dutch. I prefer that. Honestly, when I see a Shane, when I see a Shane pussy, honestly, it reminds me of like, honestly,
shit's creeping up the side.
That's a little gross. Like buckwheat and shit.
Like, when I see Shane like
anything, that's just.
It turns me off like
when
that.
When I go to play the game, like I don't want the shit to shit. I don't want
and
it to look like Soulja Field.
And that's what clicks in my head when I see that. Period. And it's not attractive to me, dog.
Period.
I like the hair because I like to, like, know this is a motherfucking woman. When I see bare, shaved everything, it just reminds me of a little girl and I get turned off of that shit, dog. Like, I'd rather see a big-ass bush. I'm saying I like to see a manicure or, like, a nice manicured one, or jet strip. I need to see something. I don't like to see nothing.
I seen a chick with a star.
I drew that shit there. That means you were there after me. That was my trademark. From fourth grade to seventh.
I once had a chick that put my initial on it. It had a D. I was impressed.
Really?
No bullshit.
For you?
For me.
It was cut into it, or it was like...
It was... The bush was shaved into a D? The D.
That's some creative shit.
I was a barber for that
shit? That was for you, for Damien.
Fake me up, man.
All the niggas. But at least I was the first one to see it, though.
What's your name? Deshaun. Perfect. Let's go.
Come on.
She went to barber for D.
No. Let me get a lowercase D. Here we go.
Nah, but that
I don't know if I'm trying to fuck with a girl that can put a capital D.
No, I had been with her for a minute, so she put
that's
a
little. Yeah.
She put a D.
So, like, let's say if you were single and you'd be out and you meet a girl and you reach down there and you fucking put a bunch of fucking bushes,
nah.
You continue?
Oh, no.
I still continue.
I don't know.
I still get it busy. Is, but if I put my through it. It would fuck with my ass.
That'd be
I remember
night.
When I was
first night, last night.
The first time I ate pussy, I was like 14 years old. This was in middle school, and I'm down there. I don't really know what I'm doing, and I'm all like licking the hair and shit like that. I thought I was doing some shit. Yeah, I never actually got into the lips or nothing. I would just lick at hair, and I'm like, yeah, you like this. And that's all I'm saying in my head, but like. Later on in life, when I realized that I wasn't touching shit, I was just looking back. I was like a kitty that like licking the. I was grooming. But I didn't realize it like at that time. At that time, I thought I was doing my thing, dog. Yeah.
You had a hairball the other night.
Yeah. I thought I was knocking that shit out. I was like, yeah, she's gonna tell all her friends about this. And like, this is going to happen more.
He missed the whole completely.
No, I honestly didn't even. And like later on, like when I was 16, and like I actually got a girl that was like taking care of her shit. Like she had a jet strip. And I realized like, oh, there's fucking.
This girl was like
the first girl that I hit out. She wasn't like. She wasn't well kept.
She wasn't well kept.
Well kept.
She is.
Good
she,
word.
She'd have hired no paisas to like edge your shit up.
Nobody likes hairing their teeth.
No,
I do.
It's like parsley. You just push it aside.
That shit don't bother me.
So you can eat out pussy and floss your teeth at the same time.
It's fucking economical.
That's good.
I mean, you look at it from
an angle. I like my floss and my pussy separate.
Really,
sir.
One's minky, one's fishy.
Nah, if it's fishy, I wouldn't even be there if it's fishy. Have you ever ran into any stinkers? Have you ever had a kid? Have you ever had a hell yeah, right away.
Everybody has. Like,
as a high schooler, you're going to run into it.
Yeah.
High school, actually,
even
never
if you
did.
Bring a bitch home from the club, that shit's going to be
Rule number one, after the club, you guys go to the shop.
Really?
Babe, just come in the shower. Yeah, drink this. We're going to go in the shower. Yeah.
What time?
I don't have time for that, homie.
No, fuck that. Rule number one. You been in the club?
That's so
rough. Yeah. Drink this. We're going to the bathroom.
She's going to be like, what am I doing?
Yeah. No, am I? Drink this.
Sober up. Let's go. I'm just going to drink more.
Nah, drink this. Let's go to this bathroom.
Nah, I got Febreze in my house. I'm cool.
Whoa, Febreze.
Squirt down. eggs with this shit on the straight string, too.
Killed all the eggs.
That's going to spray the string.
Tropical breeze.
What is that? Oh, he's going to put the dough. He's going to like, oh, it's going to be soft. Yeah, that's
right. We ready. That KY.
It's a KY in a bottle spray.
You should make that shit as a keychain.
KY keychain.
You got a KY on your keychain. You live a lot.
For the breeze.
That is.
That's how the breeze and KY on a motherfucking keychain. I'm set to go.
Use shit. One than the other.
Oh, shit.
Take a shit, you light somewhere, you're gonna fuck me, fuck Reese.
Lights all the keychain as well.
That shit is crazy.
We should give that for the site instead of kazoos. Shit.
We gotta give that no, shit. No kazoos for our guests, dude. For our callers, dude. We're doing Lysol keychain, Breeze, and KY Jenner. That shit is badass.
Nah.
Let's do that. Let's go to KY and say we got an idea for you.
And then you got a vibrating
keychain
with the KY jelly too.
That's super wrong.
Dude, what do you do at home and think of this shit?
That is super wrong. Oh shit. Oh.
Man, what's up? We got the beast in the house.
Three thumbs.
How's it going?
Three thumbs.
It's boy.
And we got the
what's going on?
The Cambodians older brother. Thanks, dog. Thanks.
Carts blocked in the fridge for me.
We got some people coming in.
Shit, we got three thumbs in here. We got three thumbs.
We got the Filipino older brother.
Alright, got one. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Damn. I'll take the beer. I'll leave the blunt for you. I don't smoke, homie.
No smoking? Tomorrow 420.
Oh,
I don't smoke, homie.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna light up.
Honestly,
tomorrow.
I do.
I ain't going to work. I hope my boss don't hear this shit. I'm not going to work. I'm gonna smoke.
Oh, we're sending this especially to your boss.
Fuck cuz.
Fast forward 6 minutes.
We can fade. It's nothing. I'm gonna smoke a blunt.
Fuck cuz, we can fade. Blackest shit ever said I'm on Hip Hop Wednesday.
And then you gotta tag the show with that shit.
Fuck cuz, we can fade.
Fuck cuz,
we can
fade.
Yeah. I said it.
I thought Freddie Jackson incensed. Yeah. Those other shit. Hey, wait.
Is that a fucking sentence?
Freddie Jackson incense and cognac.
I said that shit, too.
How do you know that?
Coconut oil. That's racist.
How do you understand and say that, but you don't know axe?
Because I don't say that shit.
Right.
But
no,
like
because you consciously don't say that, right?
Consciously?
You consciously dumb down your blackness.
Oh, black people say axe. Ain't no dumbing down my blackness. I'm gonna be who I am, but it's like fuck, cuz I'm gonna smoke this shit tomorrow.
So let us know who you is, be. He is be more like a bitch.
I'm just who I am, sir.
You are who you is, be. I am who I is, be, and I fly like a frisbee.
Oh, shit.
Black Sam Sosa.
I still think Mr. Freeze was good.
Hey, that shit was
I got that. One of my homies used to call me Pedro Martinez.
Oh?
I used to have a homie that used to call me Pedro Martinez.
That young black dude that used to be on the Dodgers. Something Pierre or some shit like that.
Oh, Ron Pierre.
Vladimir?
Any Dominican that plays baseball, I look like him. Fuck.
What is your nationality?
I'm half black, half Dominican.
Probably.
Right. I thought you were from Panama.
Nah, son.
Gary.
I thought you were from Panama.
Everybody just throwing out
black names. All black people look alike.
Which is not ridiculous.
Nah. I know I'm still legal, though.
I'm still what?
A regal.
I said it.
Hey, you ever heard that joke?
We're going to have to delete that shit out.
He tries a regal. Put the rag on the fucking steering wheel.
Oh,
Oh, so you know I'm still legal too?
He can't fit into one. Or one.
Hey, Chewie, get that right there. No, you're fucking with the wrong wire.
I got two wires.
Oh, now you just quote Menace Society.
What's the most thing that you get confused for? Is it Dominican? That wasn't meant to be funny.
If there's a lot of like Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, different Latinos, they'll pick it up. But if like when I'm out here, most people don't pick it up, not unless they've seen people from those countries. But most people just think I'm black, and that's what I go by.
That's cool. I mean, when I first met you, I thought you were black.
Are you something else?
I'm black and Dominican.
I thought they said that old age.
Losing his memory and shit. Oh, selective hearing.
God damn it.
Salt and pepper, homie.
He's catching up to that gray hair.
I thought you were just black, homie.
You 420, you just not gonna smoke?
No. I do not smoke, homie.
No. When's last time you smoked, Edgar?
It's never too late to start.
No, last time I smoked.
Last time we smoked was some stress.
Probably.
Last time you smoked was red hair.
Yeah. Whatever that shit your cousin had was, dude. Cousin fucked me up last time. I'm like, Patty, fucking asshole.
Yeah, you asked for it. You're one of those big guys who think they're tougher than they really are.
I saw you cry once. Through the layoff. Wait, so the Whopper crop?
Yeah.
I'm taking him outside right now.
Make him cry.
Just kidding,
bro. As long as I outrun you, I'm happy.
Have you ever fought someone as big as you are?
No, he only picks on little people.
Yeah, that's my strategy.
Fucking awkward.
I know you probably pick on little people, but have you fought someone that as big as you? I'm sure there's been little fools that have like been down the rock with you, but like a big fool that's like you, like I'm right here. The homie got you, dog. The homie got you. I was there, dog.
I saw everything.
We're there.
I have. I've thrown some big fools. You know, not all fools are solid. Some fools are big.
You ain't solid, man. You're the most softest, solid person I ever seen. Oh.
Nigga, you'd win a soft body competition.
So, is Eminem than Drake?
Yeah.
They got baby powder thighs, son.
Nigga, basing down and shit. I got you in the sensitive spot. Yeah, pick on little people.
That's the normal big guy response. So when you did fight someone that was your size, how'd you do?
Rocked
him. Bullshit. You broke a knuckle?
He broke a paw.
So you got the last sandwich of the thing, or what?
Yeah, I fucking took my food.
It wasn't the Cutter line guy, right? The Cutter buffet line guy?
No. Fuck Cutter buffet guy.
Fuck that guy.
Nah, but has anyone here like rocked with any big ass fool that just thought he was like a hard ass fool? That there's some big ass fools that.
I did that shit. I got knocked the fuck out.
Burst the littlest big nigga I know, dog.
Yeah.
Who are you following? We can't hear you. You gotta come closer.
You gotta stick your hand in. Come to the mic.
Put your hand in there.
I'm New Year's Eve party. I rocked some yoked up nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but that's not fair. You had fucking nuts on.
Fuck that.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, if he's a big ass fool, who's not gonna use whatever they got to their advantage?
Yeah.
We're on the streets. We're living wrong.
I use Bert to my advantage. I'd be like, Bert, that guy's picking on me. Go have him.
Bird goes, hit me.
I wish I had a pair of nuts. I'd knock more niggas out.
Yeah, yeah, you knock more people out.
What, nunchucks?
Nah.
Asian guy.
Fucking Asian guy. Ninja stars and nunchucks.
There's another tag. Yeah. I'm gonna put myself a marker in. Vince, that was a tag. I'm gonna put myself a marker.
You wouldn't even notice me when I dressed up like a ninja.
The best ninja here would be Mitch.
He's already wearing his costume.
This motherfucker shows up. Motherfucker shows up well equipped.
He's gonna look at Mitch.
We got the worst ninja ever and the best ninja ever sitting next to each other.
Wear one of dark shit. That's racist.
No, I can't turn off the lights next to this guy.
One of the funniest shits from the first show that Marlon Mitch was on was Ruben with a good Ruben line was like, "You didn't see me switch over my wallet," and then Marlon Mitch was like, "You didn't see me do the same thing." I was like, "Fuck, Ruben's only funny once a night," and Marlon stole his line and ran with it.
Oh, some real shit. As soon as I found out I was sitting next to him, I switched it over anyway. I still don't trust him.
Me neither.
Go home.
Ruben breaks himself.
Just kidding, Ruben. Right.
So back to that topic. What's you up? Said you had rocked with a big fool.
Yeah,
right?
I got knocked the fuck out.
Short story.
I never forget it. Like, yeah, he was talking shit. I ran up on him. I thought I was going to catch a good even fade. It took a couple of minutes, but he socked the shit out of me, and I went down. I woke up. My cousin was like, "Nigga, you all right?" I was like, "Oh, well, what are we going to do?"
Did I get him?
I was like, "Well." I just looked at like, "Nigga, what am I supposed to do now?" He's like, "Nigga, go home, put some ice on your face."
Like, "You're all bruised up."
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Nigga, still bruised up.
Oh. How can you tell? Yeah,
my bad, the tattoo.
No, that's my fault.
I don't think people appreciate fighting as much as they should.
I think the summer fades, catching fades should come back, or shooting toes, whatever.
If it happens that often, we don't want to know about it. You get knocked out? How'd you get knocked out?
Oh, Bert?
Oh, we were like
13
years old.
Bert, why are you picking on me? Hey, you're a big nigga. I got fucked up.
That's racist.
I know, huh?
Hello.
You're
going to
offend our Dominican friend here.
Grand is the
Jew. Just say Saget.
That's all that light skin.
That's fucked up, my Saget.
It's a bleach cream.
That's fucked up.
That's I didn't say that.
I didn't even find that one.
He said
funny.
Island.
I didn't find that one funny.
It's not funny, though.
Yeah, you can just bang his hood on it.
Half fucking ballpoint pin. Look at that fucking shiny ass head.
Mahalo, fuck you.
Oh shit.
Hey dude, I use that joke.
That shit means combo number 3 in Hawaii. I said that shit before.
Oh no, wait, I'm
confused. You're not speaking Dominican.
No, we're not.
I don't know that shit either.
Oh, I'm glad you knew it.
I'm glad you knew it. I didn't know it.
I know that shit.
First time I ever seen a watermelon, this nigga sent it to me.
Oh, you lie like a cheap rug, homie. A black guy never seen a watermelon.
Watermelon.
Vince walked me over to the fruit man on the corner and was like, hey, he got a watermelon mango and you gonna sprinkle some chili on it.
What the fuck is that? Don't ever buy the corn.
You didn't put tobacco.
Think about how long those motherfuckers walk around all day in circles with mayonnaise and the cheese.
Yeah.
It's nasty, dog.
But it's delicious.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Never hurt me yet.
I've been doing that shit for a long time. Hey,
you trying to make that shit all the way
never hurt me yet?
No, I don't.
It doesn't
take. Shout out to all the corn ladies out there running the streets pushing that corn.
It doesn't take. Hold on.
It's little
horn.
It doesn't taste the same either if they scrape it in a cup either.
Nah.
It's weird. Nah. It's weird.
It's not the same shit.
Yeah, it's weird like that.
Bullshit.
Well, I mean, they do it if you ask them to do it. They'll scrape it in a cup, but it doesn't taste the same.
Then you get into a dollar 50 ring.
Yeah.
I said Del Monte.
Del Monte.
That is not living wrong. I don't even know what the fuck Del Monte is.
You don't know what Del Monte is?
Nigga, I don't know.
Corn cat?
Nigga,
I don't know.
That's a corny joke.
You gotta get him the 99 cent fucking brands and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm from the
Springfield.
You know,
Springfield.
I was brand. It says corn. That's it. White letters.
What's the most?
It's gotta be a little.
I'm gonna holler at Ruben right now.
Black status has corn.
What's the most stereotypical shit you've ever done? Like, you know, like Mexican people like drinking all this other bullshit. Black people fried chicken, Cambodians
like
eat dogs. What's the most stereotypical shit that you ever caught yourself doing that you were like, God damn, I'm just. I'm the stereotypical Mexican right now.
Oh my, getting drunk at every little kid's
24. He drinks bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
One of the most things that made me realize, like, damn, I do have a lot of Mexican genes in me, was buying beer one time at like 5:57, waiting for the 7-Eleven guy to go unlock
all the things.
And we were right there, and I'm like waiting for this motherfucker to unlock the beer. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't drink no gay name.
Number 5, 7-Eleven.
And that's what I was like, fuck. I'm that motherfucking stereotypical motherfucking Mexican motherfucker that just standing at the beer case waiting for that shit to be open, and it's 5:58 in the morning.
Another one is
shut up,
having a barbecue at the park with a big pot of beans on the barbecue. All
right. I should
have done that before.
Oh, no, black
and I'm more Mexican than you.
Yeah.
What about you, Mitch? What's the most stereotypical shit that you've been involved in? Where you said, damn, if some niggas seen this right now, like, if Vince saw this right now.
No bullshit, you can contest this shit because it's in my refrigerator right now. And I wanted to twit pick.
Wait, grape Kool-Aid.
I went. The other day I didn't go to work. I bought Welch's grape soda.
No bullshit.
That was
no bullshit.
Went for the high five, not even just.
Not even like slap.
No bullshit. And as I pick it up, I'm thinking, I hope nobody walks in here while I have this grape soda in my
fucking
hand.
What's funny is you bought grape soda and then called in sick to work.
No, I had already called in sick. I had some other shit going on.
This nigga, this fool was fucking. Damn, that was racist. Said it's good. But this one right here,
this N-word.
Thinking I was at work on Monday, did a motherfucking shout out to me. It was like, ass scatterbrain.
Oh, I saw that. Have fun at work. Some alcohol.
And it was fucking Sailor
Jerry's in ginger ale
as a gin. And I was at home drinking a beer. Like, oh, we both called it sick. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I had court written for that
damn minorities. Calling it sick.
Typical old man shit right here. We ain't fucking with this fool enough. That's why he's being so quiet.
Yeah,
he's
getting this guy drunk. Fucking Tony's starting to get turned on with this gray hair.
Hey, Tony. Big mouth. Hey.
got you under control.
That's at the Mummy Part 2 and shit. Rescuing people.
What? Quit waiting behind, fucker.
That kid's rolls last.
I wish people could hear your jokes.
Yeah, you gotta talk louder.
You gotta talk louder on the mic.
Huh? Why are you dressed like someone died, dude?
It was for a job interview.
Look like a Mexican OG gangster.
Filipino, like a stone Mexican. Yeah.
You look like Taboo and shit with no hair.
BJ Penn's little brother. Like a homie has stone.
Korean bookie. Fit kings and sharks.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Funniest shit in life is watching a motherfucking Filipino do karaoke. And I saw one do karaoke one time, and he was doing Funky Town. Won't you take me to Funky Town? I was like, did your homies put you up to this? Am I on like punk or like is this a fucking camera show? Because there's no reason that you should be doing Take Me to Funky Town. I thought that motherfucker was, I was like, what the fuck? This fool can't be serious. And it was a hey, that was some funny shit, fool. You got pretty famous off that shit too.
You got more ass in your market.
Yeah, that shit worked for a little while, though. That shit worked for a little while.
No, not really.
What else you guys got to talk about, man? Ain't nobody following you, man.
Hey, I'm just throwing out a little
blood. I'm gonna erase that shit.
Yeah, erase that shit.
You gotta start tweeting some good shit.
Don't nobody Twitters?
He twitters. But
I've never seen his Twitter.
Nothing good. He'll
that's why you're not on it.
He don't tweet nothing good. He never shows his twitties. You know, us nobodies, man.
What's his Twitter, though?
What's up?
Show my twibbles.
His Twitter's at the beard. If you want to follow up, this nigga eats a lot of food and talks about it. This is Drew versus Food in the Flesh right here. You see that shit on the site?
Yeah.
You see it on the site? This is Drew versus Food.
Oh, that's
Food.
Drew versus Food.
Yeah.
I thought Whopper
sometimes
was
you get what you're looking for.
It was supposed to be Whopper.
It's not me. I'm not shit.
Now you gotta unload to reload.
Oh, wow.
Chopper base.
Oh, shit.
Little
John
base.
What's
that? What? I was just wondering if
Edgar
got any of that birthday sex yet.
You got it.
He said he
was. Put your hair down. Tell him that gray.
Not yet. Come on. Did you get it as soon as the talk started?
He said he jacked off this morning.
Hey, since I didn't get no birthday sex, I did. I had to.
We got a person in the house that could contest to whether or not you got birthday sex.
Let's bring her in.
She could be the first girl on the show ever.
She's Mexican. She's
first girl on the show.
All at once.
No, what? That wasn't funny.
No.
I didn't.
So besides jacking off, have you got any birthday sex?
Take us from the moment.
So what'd you do from the moment you woke up? From the time you woke up, how did your day work out today? It's your birthday day.
I didn't do shit. Woke up.
He didn't pick up none loads. He just dropped.
Smoke some weed.
Yeah, I dropped a couple actually. I got the runs. I swear to God, dude, it was like the worst birthday.
Did you jack off?
No, I don't.
I got the runs. It was the worst birthday.
You got it.
It was horrible, dude.
So when did you work in the creative part of it?
Creating means jacking off for the people that don't know.
Creating, you're human beings.
When you jack off,
when you jack off,
I was watching TV and I was like, I'm getting a little sleepy.
Wendy Williams did it for you? Wendy
Williams! Yeah, no, I was watching The View.
Whoopi Goldberg? Whoopi Goldberg? No!
That's Tony's porn
That's
chat.
Bad. Barbara Walters. I call her Babs. I felt a little sleepy, so I left one off and just knocked out for like an hour after that.
That's what
you do
when
you go to sleep, dude.
Oh,
J-O-K-O.
I find it hard.
My girl gets tired and I want to go to sleep. Left one off and she's like, you need to go to sleep. Did she hear that? They didn't hear it, love. Don't worry.
I hope I don't.
Tony saved your awkward silence.
What did he say? No, it's
funny. I hope when I turn 29, I don't have to jack off on my birthday.
I hope when I'm 29, all I do is jack off on my birthday.
You're not living right, Tony.
Come on, everybody's getting birthday.
29 licks at least, bro.
Say it louder so she can hear you.
Not even a neuter for lunch or nothing?
Nah, her family was there.
Oh. That makes it funner.
Yeah. What? Once again, is there ever a wrong time to get busy? Was that the wrong time?
No, we went to lunch.
She's making up excuses.
Did they have a bathroom?
Yes, they did.
But again,
did you forget something in your car?
Huh?
Should have forgot something in your car.
What did you say? Forget something in the car so you can go create. It's not that funny, but I got where he was going.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
What?
You should go make a rap song.
Yes! You didn't make a birthday rap song?
You didn't make a birthday rap song?
I made a rap song on the night, not a Benz in the garage. Because I like that heavy bass.
Well, yeah, I got one. I got one.
It's a.k.a. Edgar.
I don't know how to use that Twitter shit.
I don't believe him.
It's
mandatory.
He says he's too the cat.
So, once you got off work, nothing happened there? No.
Nah, I was at my mom's house.
No, even more exciting. That's
okay. Kick the kids out the room. Get the hell out real quick.
You don't have to be in the room.
Go in the backyard.
You're so boring.
Dog, you can get it. Pornhub.com, check it out.
Pornhub.com.
XXNX.
I have checked that one out, sir.
I told you
about that. So nothing?
It's good. Huh?
Yeah. You have like an hour and a half left for your birthday.
Yeah, he's
still 420.
So we keep him here till the end of his birthday.
He's not having no birthday, nothing. That's why I got Vegas, homie. I'm gonna make up for it. That's why you get two beds in Vegas. One to get dirty, one to sleep on.
Yo, we turned 29. So what kind of gay shit is that? Hold on, he's supposed to sleep in the dirty bed.
Just because no one can see when you're dirty. We gotta take showers and shit like that.
No, fuck that. That's some gay shit. You make her sleep in a wet spot and just call it a night.
You made it.
In Tony's case, she shoots the diapers off.
Depends. It all depends on my
ass. You ask me, man, what does a 60-year-old snatch taste like? Depends.
Fucking Tony. Fucking Tony. You're like an open book, Tony.
Nothing bad for Andrew, man. Tony's got an hour and a half left. Hey. My car didn't go
down. In a Beamer.
I don't have to stay in anything, man.
Oh, Tony's rolling a new Beamer.
I'm going to leave a map of Hawaii in the backseat, homie.
That's like going to be the seat covers.
There goes the big island. There goes the volcano.
There's going to be a map for the homie over here. If you ever want to go home, he'll give you a map.
What?
Is this even Hawaii?
I think you need Whopper. He makes a lot of uncomfortable silences.
Yeah, I do.
This is coming through. I make it happen.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Let me pass the 40 to my nigga. Tash.
It goes one for the chronic, two for the amnesia. It's the P pimp slap Nikki with drinks in the freezer. Bust a one apple, two apple. Blitz. Type of rapper that'll get you out your seat quicker than a carjacker. Slip a code 40 fever when I'm cooler with my people. Got hoes in East Columbus like I'm Billy D. Rico. Cause I move like I'm smooth, like I'm Harry Belafonte. Looking for them niggas that jump my homie Dante. All up in this bitch with the gin and Tango Ray. Drink like Mr. Window, smoke bud like Dr. Dre. But that's cause I'm old enough to do that type of shit. God damn, I gotta piss. I pass the mic to East Swift. Yeah, I get drunk and can't nobody whoop me. I'm tripping. Must be the brew that I was sipping, kicking in. Guess I shouldn't have mixed it with the gin, cause when I'm laying on my back, I can feel the room spin. One too many, I reckon. Feeling like I could Earl any second. Wanna get up, but can't move. Feels like I'm stuck in the groove. What the fuck was I trying to prove? I got a rep for down the four O's. All the hoes knows them alcoholic bros. Niggas call me Ned, I keep a fifth in the trunk. Might fuck a ugly bitch, but only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. Yeah, only when I'm drunk. Only when I'm drunk. I think I'm feeling a little better. Ready to bust this like this, and you don't miss. Check it out. I get drunk and start thinking about my friends that passed on. With every 40 ounce, the memory will last on. Black Man, Muzzle, Mike Lee, and Suave D. You three MCs will always live in my memories. We used to rock shows, we used to rock hoes, and drink 40 O's and wear the same clothes. Damn, I wish we could go through it again. But I know one day we gonna do it again. And when the day comes, it's gonna be live. But I ain't in no hurry, so we don't drink and drive. The alcoholics, we get funky when we drinking. Just a little something to pump up the thinking. Only when we drunk. Only when we drunk. Only when we drunk. No. Only when